Hi, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. It's Monday, June 9th, 2014, and we are live on bbsradio.com, Station 1 tonight. I would like to welcome Ron, and also we usually start off the show on the Healing Highway by doing a sample clearing for everybody, and then Ron will energize the light being for us. You can find a picture of the light being on our BBS main page, on our new chat page, and also on Ron's home website page, creationlightship.com. So if you just want to take a moment and bring that up, I'll turn it over to Ron. And Ron, maybe we can do a sample clearing for feeling kind of anxious or ill at ease or uneasy or something like that, because I know Monday's usually kind of everyone jumps back into the work week, and it's kind of like you're feeling a little bit off balance, maybe.
Okay, so here we go. Oh, anxiety probably could be that, I guess. We'll do an anxiety, then we'll do something else here. So if you have anxiety, here we go. So releasing that one issue, think of the issue. Unfortunately, just can't say life. Anxiety for a living. Anyway, here we go. So think of your one issue and releasing it. So one, two, three, four, and five. That should be released. And we'll do one for, overworked. That's a good one. So maybe you overworked yourself last week and the week before, now you got this week to look forward to being even more overworked. So here we go. Releasing being overworked. And maybe you didn't have enough time on the weekend to relax. So here we go. Being overworked. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And then naturally being overworked, that kind of brings up another situation. And, I guess it would be, are you valued for what you're doing? Okay, so do people value what you're doing? Here we go. So if you get a no on that one, think of an incident where you did something and did your best and nobody cared. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five, and again, one, two, three, four, and five. And then maybe you put your best foot forward on doing something, and you thought it was great, and being undervalued, people didn't like it, and so now you feel kind of funky, and maybe part of your spirit's out of your body as you're kind of distraught for what the situation is or what happened. So let's release that and bring your spirit more fully into you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And boy, that's pretty heavy. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a spirit infusion here. Remember, we cleaned out the gunk. Bring in your spirit now. So I'll use the word stronger to bring it into you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now, is your spirit in your body correctly? Most spirits are not. 99% of the people are not in their body correctly. So I'm going to take you out, put you back in straight. One, two, three, four, five, there. Okie doke. And I guess that's probably good, unless you have something else, Elizabeth. I'll turn it back over to you.
That's great. And it did feel heavy. And I guess we could charge the light being, Ron, if that's one more thing we could do. And then we can start getting into the content here.
Hey, I'm going to do one more for being taken advantage of, not being appreciated. That's sort of kind of similar. So here we go. If any of those happen to float your boat, here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. One, releasing this energy. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There. Okay, let's bring the light beam up now and bring some peace energy into you, into your room where you are. So I'll use the word stronger. This will be the male energy is coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's great. And I'm sure that a lot of listeners can relate to the emotions that you cleared, Ron. And I should mention that you can find more information about Ron and his work at the creationlightship.com homepage. And Ron just finished doing a special 8-hour healing intensive call yesterday, Sunday, and also a monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call on Saturday. So if you were on those calls and you would like to call in with a testimonial on the healings that you received, you're welcome to do that. You can find the call-in numbers on the BBS Radio homepage, as well as our Creation Lightship chat page. So if you'd like to share about the healings that Ron did yesterday on the calls, that would be great. Feel free to call in about that. And also send questions to CLS questions at yahoo.com. That's our email address for the shows and also for any other testimonials or questions that you might have. And hopefully, if you've... I think we have a caller, Ron. I just heard a beep.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello?
Is somebody on the line?
Yes.
Hi, did you want to share a testimonial about the call yesterday?
Oh, actually, I was just holding before you said that. So I had a different issue. Is that all right?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, Ron, I called a few weeks ago because I was really interested in your opinion on a movie that just came out called Edge of Tomorrow by Tom Cruise. And
I have not
just
seen
wondering,
that one yet.
Did you get it?
Not yet. Maybe, I think it just came to the theater here. So, I think it's still coming. So when it comes, I'll look at it. I don't think it's here quite yet.
Yeah, it was just...
So maybe in a week,
yeah,
I'll probably be able to watch it if it goes up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was just saying because I just seen it and I didn't want to do any spoilers or anything, but it was a really, like, just basically at the end of the movie, they did a timeline crash. And it was kind of like they explained it really, really close to the almost the exact way you explained it. So, really, really interesting stuff.
The next question
that I had was. Yeah, it was really, really detailed. But one of the next questions that I had was a few weeks ago, I was just requesting some advice on an issue that I had with seeing numbers. A lot of, like, you know, just repeating numbers, like, every 10 minutes. And so I was just kind of checking back with you. I did some of the healings that you requested. Nothing's really changed at all. And I had a question. I remember one of your hosts spoke about the natal chart and the planets and stuff. And I was wondering, do any of those natal healings, not the natal barcode healing, but the, like, the planet connection kind of, like, programmings, do any of those have any connections with, like, numerology or getting, like, these numbers or whatever system out there is connecting people with these numbers to get them away from them, basically?
Yeah, well, what's your experience, Elizabeth?
Well, I mean, I think if you are doing a natal barcode clearing, I think a barcode would probably relate to numbers. Maybe like your birth date or your social security number or things that were attached to you based on, like, I guess that's astrology, like planetary things like horoscopes and things like that. So it could be a natal barcode issue, but it could also be some other type of barcode. And I'm wondering if you just were to do timeline crashes on the different numbers, I wonder if that would have any effect on them, Ron, in addition to maybe doing a natal barcode type of a clearing.
Maybe even timeline crashes for the numbers.
Yeah, I'm just, I think, like, the natal barcode kind of relates to, like, that's a barcode removal, so you could take that out, and that one is relating to the alien dark side energetic controlling transmissions that relate to names, date of birth, and time and place of birth. So, and it says in the description that this includes many unseen and unknown influences affecting your life. So I would maybe...
Yeah, I put the numbers in there.
Yeah.
I put them in the
natal. You put the numbers that you were seeing.
I also put them in the timeline. Yeah, I was putting the actual numbers that I was seeing. And I was also putting them in the timeline crashes and just doing them as I slept. Just doing all of them as many times as possible. Still no real results. Nothing's changed. You know, I keep seeing them on and on. I was wondering, though, because I remember, I don't know what the healing was, but it regarded planets. And one of the hosts described feeling like she didn't have a natal chart anymore after doing it. And I think it was a planet removal or something. Because I just keep, this thing is like really weird. Lately I've just been having the problem of when I'm like trying to, I guess, move forward in life. Pretty much, you know, the way you describe how they like to manipulate people is just keep you on a treadmill. And I see these numbers so fast, it's very, very strange.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure, Ron. I mean, I'm looking at the planet star cording removal, and that is also connected to your natal chart. So, I'm thinking
that... Past, have any ideas, I wonder?
Yeah, I wonder if anybody has any thoughts, because I think whenever you start seeing numbers like that, it's some kind of tracking, like it's some kind of barcode that you need to get off of you. And
yeah, well, I bought the robotic clearing, not the unlimited, just the regular one, and then I also purchased the alien abduction barcode clearing, and when I first did that one, I felt a lot of like stuff come off of me, but then like a day later, it started to show up again. And I only purchased the one time clearing for that. And so, you know, I don't really know how.
Have
to
you done?
It
have you done the whole lifetime mental clearing?
Yes, actually, I have.
Okay.
But it was a while, like 4 months ago, maybe.
Okay, because I was wondering. That's interesting that you've done that, because I was wondering if it's maybe more like something in the mind, or like a psychic thing that's like a psychic billboard thing that might be drawing you to seeing this. Any thoughts on that, Ron? And I'm going to ask people in the fast chat if they have any ideas for you too.
It could be something where maybe they're dropping somebody in from a another timeline momentarily to show you those numbers and they leave, you know? That could be another possibility. parallel life on and off planet clearing or whatever might work too, you know.
And somebody suggested to do the mind to heart drop before you do any of the other, any further clearing, and to make sure you're, that you're heart centered.
Okay. Yeah, I've noticed it because it came pretty much right at the time when I'm trying to make some real major career moves.
Okay.
So I just feel like these aliens are probably just trying to keep me stuck or something. But I'll try some of those other ones just to see. It's just weird that, you know, doing so many clearings. It's strange because usually when I do your clearings, if I have a problem, stuff goes away. But this weird little thing is just, like, not moving.
Well, that's really interesting and insightful. And if you're thinking it's weird and you've noticed it, then chances are something's up. So it's just a question of, like, figuring out what that is. And it may be just the two. You just need to keep doing what you're doing because it sounds like you're doing a lot already. And then, actually...
Oh, no, a lot of clearing.
Yeah. it's interesting because that was kind of our topic for tonight, Ron. It's kind of like when you have a situation and you're doing clearings and you're looking for results. It may be a question of a different healing or that you need to keep going with the healings in order to have it lead you to another place where you can then sort of be more clear on what it's actually going on there.
Yep, so we'll see what we get on the fast path. Maybe somebody can have this similar situation and they found a clearing that helped them out.
Someone said they put numbers in the alien attack page.
That's a good way to do it. That's great.
And also, I mean, I know, Ron, usually you talk about the self-empowerment deluxe package, and I'm going to just check and see what the specific healings are in there. I know we talk about that one a lot, but I think there might be something in there that might help out, especially if you're trying to make career changes and it feels like something is holding you back.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. We'll see what we get on the fast chat
thanks.
Here. Hey.
All right. Take care.
Okay, you too. We'll see you later.
The Prosperity Jumpstart, that deluxe package, it has self-empowerment, psychic billboard, prosperity empowerment, poverty whole life clearing, seven-generation poverty clearing, whole life victim clearing, and curses, hexes, and spells clearing. So that's another way of looking at it too, Ron. I didn't really think of that, but it could be like a curses, hexes, and spells thing. So interesting. That could be like, and that goes into like soul family contracts and needing to do past life clearings. But I think the caller really brought up a very interesting topic, which could lead us to a great discussion about the whole kind of creation lightship clearings in general. And I guess maybe we could talk about that for a little bit because I think it's probably on a lot of our listeners' minds, like, you know, they're doing healings, they're doing clearings, and they're feeling better, but something is still, like, nagging at them or bothering them.
Yeah, so, yeah, I would say if you're in that situation where, you know, there's something still hanging on, I would probably first do the self-empowerment clearing. That's the one that's, I think, 6 weeks in length. And there's like 38 issues in there, and just see if any of those issues seem to, you know, jump out at you, or if they may even be hidden, not jump out at all. They say, yeah, I don't have this problem here, you know. So, you know, just do them one at a time. That's what most people do is go down the list. They look at all of them first, and then from there they just say, I'll just go down the list to make sure I don't forget something, because remember, the darkness will probably have you forget the one that you really need. So just mark them down and do them and just see which one tends to maybe help to alleviate your situation or your problem. And remember, each one that you're doing, you're probably out on various timelines, too. getting rid of these things. So it's not just that you have an issue with something here. You know, it's also working, getting you off of those other timelines. So then you may want to do a whole bunch of timeline crashes, because this clearing is like a Band-Aid. Wow, this situation here, let's just say that you had number 12 on the list, and you go, number 12 really rocked my boat this time. You know, it's kind of shaking me up, and I feel different. Well, then I would take that issue and do some timeline crashes. Make sure that you get off that timeline of whatever it is. And you don't always know where you are. That's why there's so many of them there. That's why there's so many clearings on the website, because, you know, people, humanity, you know, you guys are, you know, everything's pretty messed up here. It goes in all different directions, you know, and if you look at it, of course you probably have all these issues. How many lifetimes have you lived here, you know? You probably got everything attached to you, just that it didn't come up yet. Probably lurking to come up. So what you heal is what already popped up on the surface. What's lurking doesn't really matter if you don't activate it. So you do the clearings, and hopefully nobody will activate you after you do the clearing, so you can stay in peace. But if they activate that, now you're on another emotional roller coaster ride of something. And that's just the way it works. And that's why you get the unlimited version. After you do your whole lifetime, then you're cleared, and then this is like the emotional clearing, or maybe you deal with trauma. Maybe you're born into trauma, you know? Maybe your family members had all this trauma, so you're born into it. And you know trauma very, very well, because they taught you well. And we want to get out of trauma. Oh, let's say you start doing trauma clearings, and you're feeling better, but you go, man, there's something else nagging me here. What could it be? Well, then look and try to figure out what it is, or ask your friends. Say, you know, do you see me in trauma a lot? They may say, no, but you have this issue. Because remember, it's going to change as you do the clearing. That's the whole thing, is to see where you are with an issue and clear it out of you. And then each time you get more spirit energy. That's why you start looking better, feeling better, as you're not stuck in the past of realities of the past, of experiences from your ancestors, and that's all weighting you down because they're activated. Get rid of that stuff. Live in the moment. And you can't live in the moment with all these issues attached to you. It's very, very hard, because people keep nagging at you and bringing you back into your old issues. So do that emotional clearing first, and whatever else you might have. Fear is one of the big ones, too. You know, I'm sure that before you came here, if you knew what was going to happen to you, you know, as you're coming down the birth canal, you're probably going to be in a lot of fear and anxiety just by knowing, uh-oh, this seems kind of familiar to me, you know. So, you know, just, you know, make sure that you get enough clearings that's going to help you, you know, right off the get-go. So, you know, I'd say the emotional, mental, probably fear, anxiety, you know, what other issue do you have, you know? Whatever that other issue is, then put that one in there too, and do those clearings on the whole lifetime basis so you get yourself released from these energies. And then look and see what you're dealing with after that. Don't look at it at first and get overwhelmed, because there's so many issues that everybody definitely has here. All those issues on the website are going to pertain to you at some level of consciousness, and to some degree. But, you know, if they're not activated fully and it's only maybe like a 5% issue, you can probably deal with that. But don't look at it and say, oh, yeah, I have this, I have that, I have the other, you know. Because right away, you know, you're going to, you know, get yourself into a situation to where maybe you might just give up. So remember, just do those main ones like I just got through talking about, and that should help you out. And then from there, if you feel stuck, then do the self-empowerment one. Get on that clearing and find out where you are. You know, get those issues off you so you can move forward. The whole thing is not to be paralyzed here, but to be able to be in the moment in that creativity. But if everybody sees you with issues, they're going to take you away from being in your moment. They're going to take you out of your own peace, because you're like a billboard splashing at them to harm you, to get you into the reality of their reality. They don't want to be alone. They want you to be in the same misery that they are in. That's how life basically is here. If you look at anybody who goes out and does something, you just say you go camping. You know, you're going to be the only person camping typically in that location, but a resort town or someplace, or a place that has camping sites. You're going to be the only one there? Of course not. You're going to have a bunch of campers. Well, you all have the same agenda. You're all going out camping. That's the whole thing. So, you know, you need to release yourself out of the situations that most people are in so you can become peaceful. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, it's true. And I think a lot of the times we are on more timelines than we know. And so sometimes it takes longer to clear certain areas of our life than it does others. And, I mean, that's kind of why you don't have only the basic clearings. I mean, you have, like, the basic ones, and then there are amplified ones because people have a lot of stuff and they have a lot of extra issues just from humanity and from being here and being human. So that's kind of why the website is as extensive as it is. You're probably not going to have all of those issues that, you know, you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, like Ron said, but some people do, and it does take a while to get that stuff taken off of you. It's really simple, but it's also not that simple to try to kind of figure out what it is that is pertains to your particular situation.
You got to look at it. Do you want to be in light or in darkness? You know, here's a chance to get back into light, to get into the moment.
Yeah, Ron, and darkness is very clever, and it has a lot of really tricky ways of sneaking up onto you and seeping into your life.
Yep, that's true. It'll come in whatever way it can and give you all the yahas and I'm doing the right thing and this is great. It gives you all that wonderful physical sensation of duality. And in source energy, there's no such thing as duality. It's all peace. So that's kind of the hard part. I would think that, I don't think I have a clearing for this, but worry would be a good one. You know, you wake up and are you worried? You know, what's going to happen today, you know? But you got to find out where you are, what's going on in your life, you know, and clear it out of you. It'll be on your psychic billboard, and everybody around you is going to amplify that to you and help you out so that you really experience that, because that's what you're telling them that you want to experience. Oh, that's the whole process. That's how the dark side works. It'll give you exactly what you're asking for and probably a lot more, and it strictly works with emotional energies and feeling energy so you can actually feel something. That's why you have a feeling body, to keep yourself from being destroyed because of your feelings. And the whole thing is, where are you? You know, where do you want to be? You know, the whole thing is to get into the now. And to get into the now, you know, you have to have clearings. It's very unfortunate that that's the way it is. But, you know, you're only here because the darkness, you know, sets you up to be here. And now you're living all the lives of your parents' last life. You know, they're in you. Like your parents. Like what they did to you? Well, you have it stored inside of you. And if you have children, the children were going to reflect back to you what your parents did to you. Now you got a double whammy. Don't like your parents, now your children are going to be amplifying what you didn't like from your parents back to you again. Oh, who do you blame, your parents or your children? Oh, or do you blame yourself for having kids? You know, that could be another thing. That could be a whole different clearing, you know. What did I get myself into, you know? So that's I don't get into that too much, but you know, the whole process is, where are you living? What are you generating around you? Where are you? Where's your peace? Oh, so at the end of the day, you could write down all the experiences that you had. How many of those experiences actually put you in peace? Not very few of them would have. Try writing that down yourself. See where you are. See what you're relating to each day. You know, that peaceful. And if you help somebody, say you help somebody, well, did you give your spirit energy away to that person helping them? Oh, did you not do something for yourself and betray yourself to help somebody else? It goes really deep real quick. So you need to look at it, you know, with what's going on. And you know, like I say, you know, if you were to die tomorrow and you looked upon your you know, your whole life and you're able to view it all, how much did you work for yourself and do work on yourself to get to where you are? And did you enjoy your journey? Or were you, you know, working on other people a lot and forgetting your own joy? And, you know, I should use the word happiness. Isn't right either. You know, I'm using duality words, but people relate to those more than they do peace. So, you know, were you peaceful in your lifetime? Were you in the moment? The whole thing is, how many times were you in the moment? And that's the whole thing. And the darkness will take you out of that. Well, that's the whole thing is, what do you do, you know? And how do you do it? And where are you, life experience? And how long are you going to live? You know, are you going to live a long, long time? Where maybe you can go through all these little situations in your life and the dramas and traumas, and you can figure, well, a couple of years from now, I'll work on myself and do these things. Oh, and maybe you may not be here in a couple of years. You know, when you're younger, you know, typically you think you're going to live forever. Get older, you go, geez, people are dying around me. Oh, I think in my generation, most of the people are killed in Vietnam, you know. So the war got them. And the ones that are here, are a lot of them are dysfunctional. You know, little problems that, you know, you can spot really quick when you see a Vietnam vet. And then if we look at it now for the younger people, you know, if you were in the other more recent wars, oh, the Iraq war, oh, et cetera, you know, what do you think of life, you know? So, and your friends are still living, but maybe a lot of them that you knew aren't. So, anyway, that's the whole thing is peaceful. So if you are like a vet listening here, are you peaceful? If you say, no, I have all these, I get all these visions at night of, you know, being out there in the battlegrounds and losing my friends, well, then we have clearings that can help you. That's the whole process, you know, get rid of your emotional stuff. Get into peace. You'll be able to look at any situation in your life that you've encountered and look at it, you know, head on, right, you know, like a Technicolor in front of you on the big screen. And you shouldn't even react to it. You should just say, okay, this happened, great, and move on. This life experience. But the dark side wants to take you with all the emotional dramas and traumas and everything else that went with it, and the heartache and the pain. And that's how they keep you held captive here, so you don't get your spirit energy to you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true, Ron, and that's a great way to be and a great way to look at it. And if you do have a reaction to something, then you know you need to get in there and clear it out. And a couple people have suggested on the fast chat that the more you react to the numbers, the more you will panic and see them, and then you have had your buttons pushed. So they try not to give it any energy and to stay heart-centered, and also to do maybe the abduction barcode that worked well for one listener. And also I wanted to mention we did have some free healings that might be of help to pretty much anybody. The alien tracking barcode removal and the alien remote viewing free samples, which I love those. I think they're wonderful and they're such great tools. If you can get in there and do them, they're absolutely free and you can find them beneath the healing login on Ron's homepage. But that's true. And also another thing, Ron, when you were speaking, I thought of that somebody might have experienced if they were a veteran or even not, is guilt. So I was wondering if maybe we could do a sample healing for feeling guilty for everybody.
Okay. So have to think of your own guilt here, what you have. Look at yourself. Where are you guilty? Here we go. I'm going to clear that. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Okay, so hopefully that one page or sentence will say on your book of guilt, a large, gigantic book, of you with guilt on it, we got that one sentence cleared off. So hopefully you're feeling much better as you look at that guilt. You should be able to see it, but there shouldn't be any energy on it, which is going to make your body react and respond. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. That's awesome, Ron. And we did get an email testimonial from a listener who said, thanks for the clearings. They hit all the spots tonight. So really appreciate that, Ron, all the clearings that you did at the beginning of the show. And going on this kind of journey tonight, I feel like this is kind of like become our topic, and I got a testimonial from somebody that kind of relates to what we're talking about, and this listener has a question on clearings, and they have received tremendous benefit from all clearings they've completed to date, and they started doing them about 2 years ago. They're still having recurrent nightmares of an attack on their physical body during sleep. The attacker is always male. Before the attack takes place, they have a heart pounding in their chest and quite a scary feeling from this dream. They've been timeline crashing, and that can help. And they're wondering if you would recommend an entity clearing in addition to timeline crashing or any other type of clearing that might help them out.
Well, it feels like they're probably stuck having this situation maybe at the age of 21. So maybe you may want to examine the age of 21 here and just see if any of that stuff tends to relate to what this is about. So that's kind of what it feels like. The energy is coming forth because of a reaction to life here, whatever that would be, right, at the age of 21. I would just keep timeline crashing that up. That particular situation, because they're getting a lot of mileage out of it. Probably why it's reoccurring continuously. So, I know when I first put up the, I think the cloned planets, I guess the parallel planets clearing, off planet, something like that. I forgot what it was called.
I think I know the one you're talking about, Ron. I'll check and get the exact
name. When I first put that one up, a lot of people tried it, and their dreams went away.
Oh, is that the cloned bodies living on cloned planets?
That's it, yes, uh-huh.
That's great. And there's current lifetime, past lifetime, and all the generations.
Yeah, so that one seemed to work very, very well for a lot of people.
So do you think this, for this particular listener, do you think it would be a current or a past lifetime issue?
It feels more like a current one to me.
Okay.
Happening so often.
Yeah, especially if they're timeline crashing it.
Yep.
Okay, so that clearing again, everybody, is the current lifetime, cloned bodies living on cloned planets. And if you are looking for that, you can find it on creationlightship.com. And you can just type planet into the search for healing right above the healing login on the left-hand side of Ron's website. And you'll get the entire selection of those clearings. So, Ron, I also wanted to maybe think about looking at this in another way, because I know we had talked about this, like when someone is in a situation, let's say they want to start dating or have a relationship and they are like terrified, they have a lot of anxiety or a fear of rejection or depression, and they're having like a really difficult time getting over this obstacle in terms of like being nervous or having, you know, these issues. I mean, is that something that you feel might be in a past life type of an issue?
Yeah, I'd say everything would be past life, yeah. And so the past life energy is coming forward. And, you know, maybe if you just take the dating scene, maybe know, somehow maybe you were doing something improper. You know, when you're dating, maybe you're in the wrong race, or maybe you dated somebody, you know, maybe you dated a married woman or something, you know, married man, and all of a sudden, you know, the other person found out about it and shot you, you know?
Oh, gosh.
Man,
that's
I killed
true.
You. You know what happens, you know? What
yeah,
happens
you
here.
Don't know. It could be anything.
It could be anything. And so here you are, you're having all these anxieties, you know, and, you know, that's one situation that could be going on. So you may have all these things from the past, not knowing what's bothering you. I worked with one lady. I'm going sideways here, but I'll just tell you what happened. This lady was you know, very good looking, and I was somehow, I don't know, we got talking, and she knew I was doing healing work. A lot of this is probably, I don't know, maybe 30 years ago. And she goes, you know, I just can't get a date. You know, I looked at her, go, how come? She goes, well, give me your hand. So I grabbed her hand, and it was like ice cold, dripping with sweat. She had gloves on. She took the glove off, and she goes, I can't date anybody. As soon as they get close to me and I do anything with my gloves off, you know, they run the other direction. They don't want to. I'm like an ice cube, you know. So that was quite interesting. So I did a clearing on her and fixed her hands. She had a lot of blocked energy and stuff through her arms and wrists. But I brought the heat back into her hands again. But, you know, it was quite interesting to see that. But with her, you know, it was a past life thing that she was dealing with. So I can remember that very vividly just today. I don't normally hang on to the past too much, but it was like her hands were like, just like you took them out of a water faucet, you know, without drying them off. That's how much water was being emitted on them.
Wow.
Anyway, everything is past life. So with hers, it was a past life situation. I forgot what it was about, but I cleared it out of her. You don't always really need to know what it is. You just need to go to the symptom sometimes and clear it. And sometimes it'll go back to the past. Other times you have to know what the past is in order to clear it forward. But you have to know what, at least you have an issue. You have to look at that to say what it is. So hers is very obvious. For most people, it may not be too obvious. That's why I say always ask your friends what your problem is, you know, because they're going to probably see it more than you. And from there, they can give you great help to clean yourself out of that issue, to bring what you want to have in your life. That's you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's true. And even still, like, if you are doing a clearing, like what we've been talking about earlier in the show, if you do, like, a lot of the current lifetime clearings, you may not even ever stir up all of that other stuff that was in your past, which is a good thing. So you may just clear it out by doing current lifetime clearings. So you don't want to, like, you know, what's that phrase, like, stir up the hornet's nest, or I can't really think of anything appropriate. But
you only want to get what's on the surface. All the rest, is, you just think how many lives you people have had. All your genetics, you know. Jeez, if that got dumped onto you in one lifetime, you'd probably be dead, you know, before you even took the next breath. All that negativity would be on you. Just think what's lurking, you know, under the covers, you know. To come forward, you know, you got it in you. What's underneath your skin? It's all that stuff, you know, ready to pop out to the surface.
Oh, gosh. And also, I did want to mention, too, and Ron, maybe you can shed some light on this. You offer the relationship clearing past and present.
Yes.
That's a whole lifetime clearing. So would that be applicable to somebody who is maybe having problems relating to people, or they didn't like the current relationships that they're in? Or how actually is that clearing used? Because I know it's a whole lifetime clearing, so it must be a pretty amplified one.
It'd be like how you relate to maybe people, places, things. So, it's quite extensive as you do that clearing. it's one of those things that, you know, is on there and maybe nobody even knows about it, you know, about relationships, you know, because you don't think, because, you know, you're already in relationships. So, you know, everything here is a relationship. They want to, you know, look at that if you're having a situation with maybe people also. That might help you out somewhat. Yeah, as you can see, there's many clearings that could probably help you. Which one's going to fix you, I couldn't tell you, you know. But each one's going to move you forward to clear away more of those blockages. Because once you activate something or somebody else activated it in you and you saw it, watch the news and you go, oh, that's bad. You know, well, before that, you never even thought about it, okay? It wasn't even in your consciousness until you see it on TV or somebody talks about it. Now you're on that roller coaster ride for that particular situation or scene or whatever. So just by having somebody do you the favor to have you look at something, all of a sudden you're in the mix now. Pushed you into the soup. Hope you can swim. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah, Ron, and a lot of the times we do feel like that. Unfortunately, the Creation Lightship healings and all of the healings that Ron does are really like a life preserver sometimes. If you're in that kind of a emergency situation, you can always do the mind-to-heart drop, be here in the now. It's a free clearing. And then kind of after you get back into the present moment, check out your situation and see what is going on with you. And I did get a very long email from a listener. It's very interesting, and they kind of I don't think I'm going to have time to read the whole email, but they wanted to share it because they hoped that it would help others. And
well, I want to read the whole thing. We got time.
Okay. Do you think we have time? Okay, sure. So it says, hello, I just wanted to share something and hope that it will help others. I have uncovered a very large boulder I've carried my whole life without knowing what it was. I've always been a very standoffish sort and have never gotten close to anyone with the exception of my mother, which was really an illusion, but that's for another time. It all started when I was taken away from my mother's family by way of divorce and moving to another state. Since I had no one else of my family to interact with besides my much older step-siblings, I always assumed I was just meant to be a loner of sorts. I was always awkward in social situations and had no canned responses to offer people, so they labeled me as weird and kept their distance, which in a lot of ways I see was good, but it did not feel so good to me at the time. Okay, so then it goes on to say, recently, with the help of CLS timeline crashing and healings, I've been able to strip away the fog and other select respected persons in the field of science that help confirm Ron's teachings, I've come to understand the meaning of the word reacting. Reacting as in repeating others' behavior. That's very interesting. My father gave me up in the divorce and was to have no contact with me until I was 18 under the guise of peaceful relations. Lucky me, he died when I was 16. Fast forward a few years, I got divorced and walk away from my children and have had no contact with them, under the guise of wanting to keep peace in their lives without being pulled between two warring parents. I also had a near-death close call when my daughter was 16. My stepfather was much older than my mother, and having grown up in a much harsher environment, he was tough as nails and expected me to be also. He was from the children, do not speak unless spoken to crowd. So what did I learn? I have no value unless someone outside me tells me so. I cannot relate to my own life because it belongs to others, slave mentality, and only then they can tell me what to do with my life. So I don't interact with my family or the world for that matter today because I am waiting for them to need me. I'm great in a crisis, alert and focused, but not so much on the day-to-day stuff, talking about the weather and other friendly social behavior. Now I know why I'm always scouting the horizon and not in the present moment. looking for the next fixer-upper or rescue situation, two ex-husbands come to mind. They also taught me that I have no right to anything, especially money, since they would take the money sent to me from family on birthdays and Christmas, and because we were poor, it was needed to put food on the table. Being of a generous heart, had they asked, I would have given it to them, but taking it from me only taught me others are allowed to steal from me, and I have no right to recourse because it's for the greater good. Where this breakthrough will lead me, I don't know yet, as I have just connected the dots. I do know that my shoulders drooped the moment I saw it. And now I know where the reacting of this theme has occurred at other times in my life. I also know without Ron's help, I would not have uncovered any of this. I hope this wasn't too long. I tried to condense it as much as possible without all the extra emotional judgmental stuff. Thanks for reading this. As a side note, I came across CLS some years ago, and I do recall listening to Ron talk about aliens, and not in the way I was expecting. So I turned it off, but never deleted the bookmark. About 2.5 years ago, I came across the link again, and even though at first his words didn't quite make sense, I continued to listen and downloaded all the archives. Now it makes sense, and I know I just wasn't ready back then to understand. So thanks again for all that you do.
Thank you very much. That was great. Wow.
Yeah, and it's so great because I just, while reading this, totally got just, and I've known this, but I think this person really understands, and it's so important for everyone else to understand, like, all of these little stories and dramas that we create for ourselves in our lives based on the experiences of our past. So it's awesome that this listener was able to recognize that, and also that they were able to come back to the light ship, even though maybe the first time they heard what Ron was talking about, they weren't really ready to hear it. So the archives are great. And even if you've already heard them, you can go back and listen to them again, and chances are you will hear something or find different meaning in what is being said, because maybe you're more fully in the moment or you're more fully present at that moment.
Well, if you listen to archives and one seems to be really good that you like, out there, listening audience, send it over to us and maybe we could talk about what was stated on the archive. I wanted to do maybe a little paragraph sentence. Or if maybe you need more explanation on something, maybe we talked about something, and maybe there is an archive that would be like a follow-up, but, maybe you haven't found it. I wouldn't know where to look myself after that, but I'm not saying that, we're going to listen to all the archives and give you the number two, which maybe explains it differently, but if you do have a question about one of the archives, and, wow, that sounded interesting, could you, do that one over again or talk about this situation or this topic, I'd be very happy to do that. Oh, yeah, if you wanted to bring something up, yeah, no problem here, because that's what it's for. Because sometimes, you hear it one way, and, that's why Jesus talks in parables. You get across the idea in a different way to different groups. So that's the whole process. The whole thing is hopefully, this is a very, very simple format that we have here. At least I think it is. Simplicity is the easiest, go from step A to step B without a bunch of, U-turns and, tangent things, just get right to the point so you can understand it. But if it's, a little too, too hard for you the first time, then ask a question, We can say it differently, possibly.
Yeah.
So our time's coming to a close. I'll do the mind-to-heart drop.
Ron, I just wanted to say...
call that we have... a regular conference call is tomorrow, and tomorrow, which will be Tuesday, is our recording release call, and that starts 5:30 Pacific time, and then our next BBS program is on Wednesday, same station 1. So I'll do the mind-to-heart drop. So here we go. Commanding your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. Here we go, dropping down. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So thank you, and thank you for the people that and in their testimonial. The last one was very nice, but they're all good. But it's really nice when somebody elaborates like that, so you can really get into that situation and kind of analyze it somewhat, because everybody has the same situation going on. This may not have popped up in this lifetime, and may not ever, but at least having the awareness can help you. And if you did get your buttons pushed by what was stated, then figure out, gee, that's me, you know. What can I do now to get out of that situation? Because you just had it revealed to you. So that's the whole thing, is to get yourself into the moment and get rid of all this duality, which is giving you energies that are outside of peace, creating timelines for you outside of peace. Anyway, thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Blessings, everybody.